5 days later, it's still the talk of the mid-Atlantic. More than a million people are still spending evenings in the dark, stuck without electricity because of Hurricane Isabel. Utility companies say they hope to have power restored to everyone by the end of the week. Customers, meanwhile, are asking why it's taking so long and why the system is so vulnerable in the first place. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Traffic lights are still dark along some major thoroughfares leading out of the nation's capital. Police are directing traffic and utility crews are out in force. But in neighborhoods still without power, patience is wearing thin. Howard Dennis sits on the county council serving the Washington suburb of Montgomery County, Maryland.
I'm very concerned that we have an aging infrastructure in the Washington area. Our power seems to go out at the drop of a hat or a gust of wind.
Dennis says one way to put a stop to this would be to bury the power lines under the ground.
I don't feel I have enough information at this particular time to say we should wave a magic wand and mandate underground power lines everywhere all at once. But I think there is clearly enough information to justify an urgent feasibility study.
Dennis is certainly not the first politician to wonder whether the investment would make sense. John Tabor serves on the city council in Charlotte, North Carolina. Last winter, an ice storm shut the city down for a week. And 14 years ago, Hurricane Hugo caused even more damage.
There were people within Charlotte city limits, that did not have power for 3 weeks after Hugo went through.
Events like this raise an obvious question, Tabor says.
How much money will we have spent across 50 years compared to whatever it might take to put things underground?
But it turns out that putting things underground is mighty expensive. Laura Harmon, a program manager with the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Planning Commission, came up with an estimate for the city of nearly $4 billion.
We looked at a surcharge on our power bills for each customer paying $3 a month. That would end up taking 319 years to complete the burial.
That pretty much stopped Charlotte City Council in its tracks. The same thing may happen in Washington's Maryland suburbs. Pepco, the local power company, says burying power lines here could cost $10 billion. And power industry experts say it's still no panacea. Jim Owen is a spokesman for Edison Electric Institute, a power industry trade group. He says underground lines often have a shorter lifespan than lines strung from poles. Ventilation is a problem, so is rust, Owen says.
If your lines are underground and there is a failure, there is a problem, locating, pinpointing those failures and then excavating and fixing the problem becomes more complex as well.
And while underground lines are less vulnerable to wind, they're more susceptible to floods. In a hurricane like Isabel, that's no small matter, according to Doug Howe, a power distribution expert with Cambridge Energy Research Associates.
When you look at a situation such as was experienced in downtown Baltimore, where you're under 3 or 4 feet of water, an underground system is simply not going to work. It's going to be completely penetrated by water and is going to short out, and the equipment's going to be ruined.
Still, Howe says going underground can make sense in some situations. Most medium and large American cities have already buried power lines serving downtown neighborhoods, and most states now require underground service for new housing and commercial developments. Howe says when you're building from scratch, burying a power line may cost only twice as much as running one overhead.
It's much more economical to do that because the lines are buried with the cable TV, with the telephone, and usually with the water and wastewater lines as well.
Howe says when you rebuild a whole city, it's also fairly easy to put power lines underground. That's one reason Western Europe and Japan have been quicker to do it than the U.S. They buried their lines when they rebuilt neighborhoods destroyed during the Second World War. Right now, industry experts estimate that only about 30% of power lines in the U.S. run underground. That percentage will climb over time, they say, but only slowly. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.